Greetings. Let us take our collective breath. This is lesson 6, and it's time for some affirmative prayer. I'm going to offer you 2 different things in this lesson. The first, I want to offer you some realizations from Dr. Ernest Holmes. This way, you can build your affirmative prayer around some of these general, everyday topics that affect all of our lives. Then I'm going to actually narrate some complete affirmative prayers. So let's start with a very popular topic we can all relate to: money, prosperity, abundance. This can be your affirmation, which I encourage you to say over and over and over again. It can also become the realization within your own prayer, your own affirmative prayer around your financial, prosperous, and abundant life. I totally accept abundance in my life. I have faith in my ability to thrive financially. The wisdom within me guides my every move. I am established in unlimited good. All of my affairs are fulfilled by the law of circulation and the law of prosperity. There is only increase happening in my life. I am at peace. I am grateful. Here's one for love. The general experience of love versus a romantic love. There is only one thing happening. It is the love of the Divine One. This infinite power is all there is. It is a power of love beyond my wildest imaginings. This energy of infinite love, truth, and clarity creates all of the galaxies as it has created me. This is what breathes me. It is the breath of my very life. It is all that I am. I am infused with this infinite power of love. This is the reality of my being, and this is the reality of everyone I meet. Here's one for healing, a powerful affirmation as well as your realization step in your affirmative prayer. I therefore declare that it is the healing power of the Divine Spirit that is setting everything right in my body. Every cell is responding to the realization of this truth of my being. I am made in the same perfect pattern as all of nature. This healing power is now returning me to my perfect balance and harmony in my body temple. Whatever support I need from persons or technologies is freely available to me, and I am divinely guided to perfect right action. There is nothing that can stop or interrupt this powerful healing process. I release any thought of delay and accept the instantaneous results of this healing prayer. Wow, you can really feel the high vibration of these words. Let's do a few more. Here's one for peace. I accept peace of mind for myself and all those around me. I claim that peace is at the heart of all of my relationships. This peace is at the heart of all of my activities. This eternal peace cannot be disturbed. It is a deep and powerful peace, and it is at the very center of my being. It supports my clear thinking, my loving communication, and my right action. I align my thoughts with peace, my heart with peace, my words with peace, my actions with peace. I am peace. Here's one for clarity. I now claim and accept for myself absolute clarity. My mind and my thoughts are focused. All that I need to know and all that I need to do comes easily to me. I recognize it and take action whenever and wherever it's appropriate. I stay in tune with the loving heart of my inner spirit that guides me in every way. I follow my intuition, for it too is guiding me. My mind is one with that mind that knows all, and I too know all I need to know when I need to know it. The language may sound a little awkward to you. It's merely a template, I encourage you to just listen to this over and over again. Whatever resonates with you will simply sink down into your subconscious, and you'll find those words coming out of your mouth in no time. And so now let me go ahead and actually speak some affirmative prayers. This is twofold. One, you're starting to hear how affirmative prayer sounds. It's going to, again, sink into your mind and into your heart. So it's just good to hear how it sounds. Of course, the other truth is that you're hearing an affirmative prayer. And so the very words and the vibrations of the words become embodied in your own consciousness. And so all of these prayers become your prayers. The first prayer I'll do is actually in your handout. So that's already written for you. You can actually go to that every day and simply read it out loud. And I really recommend that because that's going to get the flow of the five steps kind of cemented in your mind. Again, not necessary to get it right. However, if we're going to practice, we might as well do it right from the script. So by all means, take the prayer for general well-being and say that every day. God, Spirit, Love Intelligence, one divine source and force. It is all there was, is, and yet to be. Knowing that love is all there is, I know that I am made of this divine energy. I am this love intelligence. I am this spirit made manifest. All that I think, say, and do is spirit in action. From this oneness, I know that all of creation is made of this same divine loving energy. Because I am spirit and spirit is love, I am love. Because I am spirit and spirit is abundance, I am abundant. Because I am spirit and spirit is perfect health, I am perfect health. Because I am spirit and spirit is harmony, I know all my relationships are harmonious. And because spirit is peace, I know my life is filled with peace. I give thanks for this day, for the many blessings in my life, for those I see and for those I do not, for those I have and for those that are coming. I am grateful to remember who I am. And so I release these words into the universal law, knowing that it is so, and I am truly blessed. And so it is. And so it is a familiar ending to affirmative prayer in my training. Whatever word it is that feels right for you, by all means use it. And so it is so, amen, ashe, whatever the word, it's about how it feels to you. Here's another treatment from Holmes, prayer treatment for supply. This goes back a bit, and it's interesting because as I narrate this, you're going to hear that he did not follow the five steps of prayer, and it doesn't matter. I am surrounded by pure spirit, the living spirit. Everything that I do shall be a success. I am led, guided, and inspired by the living spirit of love and of right action. I am compelled to move in the right direction and to always know what to do, where to do it, and how to do it. I am surrounded by substance, which is always taking the form of supply and always manifesting itself to me in the form of whatever my need may be at that time. I always have an abundance of money and an abundance of whatever it takes to make my life happy and opulent. There is a continuous movement toward me of supply, of money, of all that I need to express the fullest life, happiness, and action. I have an inner understanding of my place in the universe. I know that it is unique. The divine has not incarnated in anyone else in just the same individual way that it has in me. I am unique and forever individualized. Therefore, I do not need to imitate anyone or to long for the good that belongs to another. All good is now mine and is now manifest in my experience. I do not compete with anyone, for I am and remain forever myself. There is that in me which all people recognize as worthwhile and desirable, and everyone whom I meet loves this self of mine and recognizes its worth. I draw all toward me, and those whom I can benefit and those who can benefit me are irresistibly drawn toward me. I do not strain, will, or coerce. I know. The truth makes me free from the fear of poverty or bondage and emancipates me from the thought of limitation. I see that money, like everything else that is desirable, must be a spiritual idea. And I know that I have this idea right in my mind at this moment. I shall always have this idea of abundance. It is mine, and I take it. Wow. You can just go online and type in Affirmative Prayers by Ernest Holmes, pull up the script like I am, and just start reading them. It feels so good. Here's one from a wonderful book by Michelle Wadley entitled, And So It Is, Meditations for the Soul. This one is entitled, I Mind My Word with Great Care. I speak my word and trust that it is heard, received, and acted upon. This happens with ease because the infinite invisible must act. It must create because its very nature is to create. Trusting this infinite invisible to activate itself through my word, I take great care to provide a word that is focused on the most positive outcome possible. I mind my word with great care, and I always remember to focus on building a field of consciousness that sets the foundation for my good. Each day, I become more practiced as to how I use my word, and I'm always more responsible and more focused, not on results, but on my oneness with spirit, and how I allow spirit's full expression through me. This happens with ease and grace each and every day. Accepting this as so, I am grateful for all aspects of my life all the time. And so it is. And now I'll simply turn within and allow that spirit to inspire me with a prayer, with an affirmative prayer for all of us. I recognize that there is just that one life, that invisible, pulsating, creative intelligence that is awake, aware, alive, responding, and responsive right here and right now. This essence is love. This creator is love. Whatever the name, the vibration is love itself. Love is the only activity there is. Love is back behind all form, be it a rock, the sky, a baby. And this mind that knows all because it is all, this is the intelligence that holds all the planets in place. I am one with this life right here and right now. I am of this love and I am of this law. Like the wave that comes up out of the ocean, I come up out of this love. This love is nestled at the center of my own beingness and my mind is one with that infinite mind right here and right now. And from this oneness, I speak this truth, knowing that the I that I am is the I that you are right here and right now. We are one. We are one with this love. We are one with each other. Our minds are tethered to each other and to this mind that knows all. And so I speak this word for myself and for you and for all of us, knowing that something great and wonderful is happening right here and right now, that this divine mind is awakening within us and as us right here and right now. I know that each and every person who is participating in this wonderful class that is listening to this prayer right now is awakening to their divine nature, that their life is in divine right order, that substance and supply presses upon them and fulfills every area of their life with plenty to spare and to share. I know that all of their relationships are filled with love, peace, joy, and that there is nothing but harmony between each and every one of us and all those whom we meet. I know that there is perfect health and vitality running in through and around our body temples, for our bodies are simply the manifestation of this divine love and this divine law, that every cell and fiber of our beings is this love and law, is this intelligence that knows its own perfection. And so there is an unleashing of vitality and health more than there's ever been before. We are illuminated from the inside out. And so I just give thanks for the high vibration of that which is pouring through me. And now I release this word into the law that I cannot see, but most assuredly it presses upon this word the substance of life itself and brings forward the bloom. It is done. And together we say, and so it is. Our affirmation for today comes from Brian Adams from How to Succeed. Like attracts like. Whatever the conscious mind thinks and believes, the subconscious identically creates. In Lesson 7, we'll wrap up our week with affirmative prayer. Until then, namaste.